Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1314, 1314. We're learning today, Leila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rav Aaron Zissel, Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Leiloi Nishmas Aaron Zissel, Ben Rav Moshe Doiv. Getting back to our malacha of Merakid straining. Okay, so an interesting question brings down the Sefer Zacha V'Shamar. We're trying to go through the new print, new edition. Some very interesting questions he brings down in reference to Merakid and Borer, as we keep on mentioning, that Merakid and Borer sort of like crisscross one another, if you want to call it. So the question comes up in reference to lumps in matzah meal he brings down, or matzah meal cereal, these various different type of cereals sometimes. And these, or cereal in general, baby cereal, these different type of things. Now we're talking about, I want to make it clear, we're talking about before one actually poured it into a, to mix it with the milk, because then you have problems of lush, that gets more complicated. But just stam the lumps per se, you know, you have clumps. A lot of times it was left around a little bit longer, humidity, whatever, so you get clumps in this matzah meal, the matzah meal cereal, or even every general baby cereal or the like. So, he brings out like this on page 13. It's also to remove lumps of matzah meal from a bowl, okay? Or matzah meal cereal, or general lumps that are found in like baby cereal, these type of things, when it's all clumped up together. In other words, it was ground up before Shabbos by the company and so on, and now it became lumped from the humidity or sitting around or whatever. So he says like this, one, that's taka asa to do. To do so by hand or with a spoon would be an act of borer. In other words, let's say I see this, I have the baby cereal or I have the matzah meal cereal and there's a clump in there. So it's not really edible. People don't eat that. So I'll take a spoon, I'll take my hand and then I'm going to remove it. That you can do. So that would be borer. Oh, but now he goes on today to say, explains that whereas a sieve, if a person uses a strainer, good, I'll take all the matzah meal cereal or the baby cereal or whatever with the clumps and with the cereal and I'll dump it all into a sieve, into a strainer. To do that would be our malacha of merakid. That's what he says. Whereas to use a sieve through the cereal, whereas to sieve through the cereal with a fork, he brings down, or to use a regular strainer, or to use a regular sieve, or so on. But he brings down even further, even to sieve through the cereal with a fork would be a form of merakid. But be it as it may, any case you're doing it, if you're using it in the sieve type of method, the straining type of method, you're running into the malacha merakid. If you're doing it with your hands or just with a spoon or something along those lines, so that's a question of borer. But be it as it may, it is a major problem on Shabbos and could be a deraisa. L'chaira would be a deraisa. So since he brings out why, what's the reason? Since many people, especially babies, cannot eat the lumps, these lumps and loose matzah meal cereal are viewed as two different types. Now, since, as we've learned in the Melacha Borer, since you have two different types of food, even though you'll say, what do you mean? It's all baby cereal. You say, what do you mean? It's all matzah meal cereal. What's the problem? But since you have edible parts and non-edible parts, for example, how could we understand this? If somebody has like a bowl of grapes, right? We know the famous case of bowl of grapes, and I have in there three rotted grapes. I have 50 grapes, right? And I have three that are rotted. So if to pull out the rotted grapes, right? Again, understanding the Melacha Borer, like when we learned it, you pull out a rotted grape, that's you're taking the psoilus from the oichel. You're taking away the bad from the good that you can't do, even if you're going to eat it right away. Nobody's eating the rotted grapes, but even to take, you can't take away bad from good, the psoilus from the oichel. You could take the oichel from the psoilus, the good from the bad, as long as you eat it right away. Okay, so this would be the same thing. These lumps would sort of be have a din of the rotted grapes. I'm just giving an example, right? Because of the fact that since many people, especially babies, as he brings down, cannot eat these lumps. Again, the Sefer Shem of Zach on page 13, especially babies cannot eat the lumps. The lumps of loose matzah meal cereal or baby cereal or whatever the case is are viewed as two different types of foods and are subject to the malacha of borer, separating or merakid if it's done in a straining fashion. So he brings down, one way is you could just take out the lumps and if one is going to eat them, you use them right away. Or just the best way to do, the best way to go is just to break it all up, to break up the lumps. Now, you know, you have the lumps and with your fork, whatever, you break it up. Now, when it's without liquid, if you have liquid mixed in, once you start pouring in liquids, then you're running into questions of lush kneading. You would have to do with a shinoi. you know, with a change of way of how it's done, the back of a fork, shasif erev, crisscross, whatever the case is. But before that, that's a separate set of questions which pertain to the malacha of lush kneading. But before you even get to that, what a person can do is very simple, just to break up the lumps. That's what he brings down in on page number 14. The same thing that we spoke about last time in reference to matzah meal, flour, these various different type of things, that while it's lumpy, one could still, and it's inside the packet or not inside the packet, whatever the case is, we spoke about last time pushing it up against the strainer, but just like this, just to break up the lumps in general, even with the fork, before one actually puts in the cereal. And this would not be, last time we spoke about in reference to using a strainer, how to work with it, breaking up the lumps. But over here, we're talking about, plain and simple, just to break up the lumps in general. And that would not be a question of teichen grinding. A person will say, what do you mean? How could you do that? That's grinding. You can't grind things up. But over here, these are things which was already ground up. Did we say ein teichen acha teichen? There's no grinding after grinding. So therefore, to go and break up these lumps of cereal, of matzah meal, or whatever the case might be, would not be a problem. And so he brings it down, like we said last time on page 15, that to do so is not an act of teichen, because the rule of ein teichen acha teichen, the malach of teichen was already done. That's how they made the matzah meal, that's how they made the cereal, that's how they made all these things. So therefore, to go ahead and break up the clumps would not be a problem. Even though you'll say, well, these bad clumps, I'm getting rid of them. But this, now you have, it's all good. In other words, once you break up the clumps, so a person breaks up the clumps with a fork or with the hand or whatever, so now it's all good cereal. Now it's all good matzah meal. So you don't have two different, the point is over here, you don't have two different types, right? It's all good cereal. You don't have the bad clumps that I can't eat or that the baby can't eat, and the good cereal. You don't have that because you broke it all up. So then that would be okay. Or he says just to pull out the clumps and eat them. But again, you'd have to break them up either way. So be it as it may, however you want to work it. Now, he brings down another Eitzah Tova, which again does get complicated. Somebody pours you. I'll pour the lumps with the regular matzah meal, with the cereal, everything into the bowl with the milk or whatever, you know, and I'll work with the shinuyim of lush or whatever the case is. But once you break up the clumps, now you need a new shinuy. You need a new change in the mixing, you know, with however it's done with lush, in conjunction with how thick the mixture is. Because of the fact that he says, because the inside of the lump, once you break up the lump inside of the milk, inside of the liquid, right? So there's commonly dry, the dry part inside the lump was never mixed. He says was not mixed with the milk. So now it becomes a new type of lush, a new type of mixing. Even though you say, well, I mixed it before, you know, the right way that is supposed to be done for the halachas of lush kneading. But now it's sort of like a new mixing because of the fact if you break up the lumps in the cereal, you have a dry cereal coming out of the inside the lumps, and now it becomes a new problem of lush. So therefore, that's what we say. Best thing is to break it up before one actually puts the milk in and mixes it with the liquids. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.